Okay, girls, I'm going to speak to you for a few moments now. You listen really, really well, because we're going to speak to you from God's Word. But first of all, question. Who did we hear about this week who's going to get married? Who's going to get married? Who, sorry? Somebody else was saying? No. Some, who did we hear in the news? Some of the older ones shout out for me. Not Prince Charles, you're getting close. Getting close. Yes? Prince William, that's right. And we heard this week that Prince William, who, if God spurs him one day, will be the king of the United Kingdom, that he's going to marry Kate Middleton. And it seems that it's like very normal marriages. They met each other in university. They fell in love, became boyfriend and girlfriend, and they're going to get married next year. Well, girls, we're going to think today about a king who was looking for a queen. Kate Middleton, God spurs, one day will probably be the queen of this country. But today we're going to be thinking about a king in the Bible who was called Xerxes. Not a strange name. And Xerxes was looking for a queen. But how he went about getting a queen was very unusual. He had like a beauty contest, and they sent messengers all throughout his province. Xerxes was the most powerful king in the whole world at that time. He ruled over a mighty empire that went so many hundreds and hundreds of miles. And he sent his officials all throughout the country to find the most beautiful women, to have a competition, and the most beautiful woman would become the queen and Xerxes' wife. And you know what happened? All these women were brought together, and they had beauty treatment, which lasted a whole year. Well, it takes some of you girls long enough to get ready, I'm sure, especially the older ones. But it took these girls a year to get ready before they came in front of the king. And one of the girls who we see in our first picture who came before the king was a girl called Esther. Esther was one of God's people. She was a Jew. She knew the real God. And she was brought to be part of this beauty contest. And when after a year and she was made really, really beautiful, well, the king chose her to be his wife and to be the queen. And the next picture shows us that Esther got a lovely crown that was put on her head. And she became the queen in the biggest country in the world at that time. And she was the wife of the most powerful man who lived on earth at that time, this great king called Xerxes. Now, our next picture shows Xerxes had an official. That's a man who did a lot of the business for him, and he was called Haman. But Haman wasn't a very nice man. Do you ever go to the pantomime, and maybe if you watch the pantomime, a baddie comes out? What do you do when a baddie comes out at the pantomime? You just go, boo, or don't be a... Well, Haman's the sort of man you'd go boo and hiss at. He was a really wicked and evil man. And he went around, and he was so important in the kingdom that everybody bowed down when they saw Haman coming. They got down on their faces before him and going, Haman, you're a great man. But you see in the picture, there's one man who wouldn't bow down in front of Haman. And this man was called Mordecai. And the reason why Mordecai wouldn't bow down, because Mordecai believed that the only person we should bow before is the true God of Israel. And also Mordecai knew, he knew that Haman was a wicked man. Haman's relatives, years before this, people from his country, tried to kill God's people. He was an Amalekite, a very wicked people. And Mordecai wouldn't bow before this man. And Haman was furious. Everybody bowed down in front of him, but Mordecai wouldn't. And he not only wanted to kill Mordecai, when he heard that Mordecai was a Jew, he wanted to kill all the Jews, all of God's people as well. And so he had a very cunning plan. He went to the king, and he said to King Xerxes, "Now, this people who live in your kingdom, they're not like the other people. They do different things. And they don't always obey your laws." And he was telling lies about them. "And they really are against you, these people. You pass a law that on a certain date, all these people are to be killed. All their men, their women, and their children. Haman was such a wicked man. And the king, he was fooled by Haman, and he passed this law that on a certain date, all the people of God would be killed. And the next picture shows us when this law was sent out and told to all the people, all the Jews were so upset, and many other people as well, because they knew that God's people, they weren't a bad people, but they were a good people. And the man in the front, girls, who was so upset was Mordecai. Mordecai was so upset, girls, he dressed in sackcloths. Do you ever see a sack of potatoes? Well, it's the sort of things that potatoes would be put in, a big sack like that. And that's what Mordecai dressed himself in. And he put ash, that's what you get from the fire, but when it was cold, he put ash all over his head and all over his body. And he went around mourning, crying because of what was going to happen. Listen, girls. If you become a Christian, if you become one of God's people, like thankfully in this country, we don't be put to death. Some countries in the world, Christians are still put to death. But if you become a Christian, it's not always easy. People in your school will make fun of you. People will shun you at times. And it's not always easy. But what we're going to learn today, what you're already singing about, how our God is a great big God who can look after his people. Now, when Esther... when she heard that Mordecai, who was her uncle, and Mordecai was the man who brought Esther up, when she heard that Mordecai was crying and dressed in sackcloth and all dirty, she sent clothes to him and said, cheer up, basically. Stop this. But Mordecai sent a message back to her. And the next picture shows Mordecai speaking to Esther. And he told Esther, you go and speak to the king. This is what's going to happen. All of God's people are going to be killed. You speak to the king on our behalf. But here's a problem, girls. For anyone to come to the king, if they weren't invited to come to the king, even his wife Esther, if anybody went to the king not invited, they were normally put to death. They were killed. Nobody was allowed near the king unless the king said, come and see me. And Esther hadn't seen the king for 30 days. And Esther knew if she went to see the king, and if he wasn't happy, she could be killed. But Mordecai says to her, Esther, this is maybe the very reason why God has made you queen, to save his people, to rescue his people. And so Esther said to Mordecai, you and all your people pray for me, or fast, go without food and spend the time praying, and I will do that for 3 days. And then I'll go and see the king. And if I die, I die. Let me say this, girls, if you are a Christian here today, if you've come to trust in Jesus, one of the main tasks that God has for you, one of the main plans God has for you, is that you would be involved in rescuing God's people. And how you rescue his people, girls, is by telling your friends about Jesus and how they need to trust in Jesus and praying that indeed they'll come to know Jesus. Some of you go to different schools. Some of you go to Fort Town schools, the Diamond School, Longstone, Grace Hill, many other primary schools. Some of you go to Collibackie High School. Some of you go to Cambridge House. Some of you go to the Academy, maybe Slemmis College, wherever. Listen to this, girls. If you're a Christian, one of the main reasons why you go to that school is that you can be able to tell others about Jesus and pray for those friends who need to come and trust in Jesus. And you know, to the officers and associates who are in charge in GB, I hope you realize the reason why you've been brought into this position of great responsibility, but also of great privilege, is this is part of God's plan. Plan before the world was even formed that you would be there involved in rescuing girls so they come to know Jesus. And can I say to officers and associates, make sure you're praying for these girls, praying week by week that as God's word is taught, it's not just a matter of teaching stories, but that they'll come to trust in Jesus. And make sure that you live as a right example. You're at church regularly on a Sunday, that you're in midweek to pray for these girls, and that your life is an example of what a Christian should be to these girls. Because if we say one thing but live another way, the girls will soon see the contradiction. So what was going to happen to Esther, girls? When she would come to the king, do you think the king would kill her? Well, the next picture shows us. When she came to the king, he held out his golden rod, or his scepter. And that meant that he was pleased with Esther. And he said to Esther, "What is it, Esther, you want? Why have you come to see me?" Because he knows it was a very brave thing for her to come. And this is what Esther said, girls. Esther said to the king, "I want you and Haman," that's a really bad man, remember, "I want you to come and have a meal ready for you. Will you come to a meal?" And agreed to do that. Girls, Esther came in front of the king and he held out his scepter, which meant she was welcome. Do you know something, girls? A day is coming when all of us, all the girls here, all the boys, all the mums and dads, we will all come before the king who is Jesus. And it's important that day when we come before Jesus that he is pleased with us and he will accept us and that we won't be judged for our sin. But listen, girls, you know how you, when that day comes, when you come before Jesus, you know how you know you can be safe and that Jesus will be pleased with you? It's not by you doing your best. It's by you having come to trust in Jesus so that he would take your sins away through his death on the cross. Well, the king and Haman came to Esther and she had this great big meal for him. And then the king says, "Esther, what is it you want?" And Esther says, "Well, come back tomorrow and I'll have another meal for you." So the next day, the king and Haman came back to Esther again and says, "Esther, what is it you want?" the king asks. And then Esther says to the king, "Have mercy on my people, because my people are going to be killed." And the king says, "Who's going to kill your people? Who's attacking your people?" And she pointed a finger to Haman and says, "It's that vile or wicked man." And she told her king that she was a Jew and that Haman had this plan to kill all the Jews. The king was furious with Haman. He got up and he went out of the room. He was in such a rage. He was so angry. And then he came back in and Haman was begging Esther. He was falling over Esther, pleading that Esther will have him saved. And the king was furious with him even more. And Haman was taken out, this wicked man, and he was killed. And this is what the king did, girls. He made a new law that on the day when all the Jews, God's people, were to be killed, that now the Jews could defend themselves and that they would be rescued. And our next picture shows us, girls, that indeed, when this message went out, the people began to have a great party and celebrate because God was going to rescue the Jews. And when the day came, the Jews were able to defeat all of their enemies and God's people were kept safe. Do you see what happened, girls? There was a wicked plan to hurt God's people. But you know why the plan didn't succeed? Because we have a great, big God who can do more than we could ever think. And he was able to rescue his people. Girls, if you're a Christian, if you've come to trust in Jesus to be your Savior and Lord, always remember this. Whatever situation you are in life, even if it's scary, you have a great big God who, if you're trusting in him, he will look after you in the way that he knows is best. Let's have a quick wee word of prayer. Let's pray. Let's all close our eyes and bow our heads as we speak to God in prayer. Dear God, we are reminded of this story of Esther in this amazing little book in which your name is not even mentioned. That behind the scenes, you're always at work. And dear Lord, we realize it's important that we're not people who are fighting against you, but that we're people who are trusting in Jesus and walking in your ways. And we want to thank and praise you that when we trust in Jesus as our Savior, Lord, that indeed that you will keep us safe. You're working out your wonderful plans and help us to be sure that we're fitting into your plan. We thank you for the girls here who know and love Jesus. Help them, O Lord, to stand up and to be brave like Esther, who was able to speak so that others could be saved. Help us to be brave like that. And for any of those girls as yet who haven't come to know Jesus, grant that even this day they'll trust in the one who died on the cross to rescue them from their sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're all going to praise God once more. It'll be on the screen before the throne of God above. Let's stand as we praise God. Continue our worship by bringing to the Lord our offering, and all loose offering today will be going towards the funds of the Girls Brigade. And during the singing, during the lifting of the offering, the choir are going to lead us in the praise, "There is a fountain filled with blood."
Thank you. thanks to the choir for that lovely piece. The great task given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world, making disciples of all people. And the Girls' Brigade endeavours to carry out this work among girls, and it's a vital part of the outreach of our church here in Brookside. The 213th Northern Ireland Company have come to the church today for their annual service of enrolment and dedication. And as promises are made by the captain, officers, sub-officers, associates and girls, we do trust that God may give them grace and strength to be true and faithful to these promises. As is our normal practice, as different ones will be coming forward to be answer the questions of enrolment, we will sing together the praise, "May the mind of Christ my Saviour." We'll sing a verse each time people are coming forward. Mrs. Diane Barclay, I'll give you your full title. You will spend many hours in a work that will bring you much fulfillment, yet not without its problems. Always remember in all your labours as captain of this company that God has promised to be with you at all times. Diane, realising then the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls' Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aim for which the organization stands? I now enroll you as captain of this company. On behalf of this church, promise to support you by our prayers and cooperation so that the ideals of the Girls' Brigade will be achieved. Officers and sub-officers, your support and help to the captain is crucial as you work together as a team. You have the great privilege and responsibility of presenting the claims of Jesus Christ to the girls. The task is difficult, but God will help you to lead the girls to seek, serve, and follow Christ. Hilda Russell, Roberta Stewart, Hester Miller, Jane Boyd, Caroline Little, Sandra McManus, Ruth Kernahan, Katrina O'Hagan, Lorna Stevenson, and sub-officers Victoria McDowell and Janine Craig. Realising then the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls' Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aim for which the organisation dance. I now enroll you as officers and sub-officers of this company, and may God grant you grace to be faithful to your charge and crown your work with success. associate leaders, Debbie McDowell, Irene Thompson, Diane Johnson, Michelle Laurie, Linda Mackey, Valerie Miller, Florence Young, Ruth McFetridge, and Lauren Young. You have been appointed to this position of responsibility. Do you promise to support your captain and officers and to set a good example to the girls as you work with them in the company, striving at all times to be true to Jesus Christ and the aims of the girls' brigade? I now enroll you as associate leaders of this company. Girls, do you promise with God's help to obey the rules of the company and to set an example of good conduct to other girls? I now enroll you as members of the Girls' Brigade. May Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to duty, loyal to your company, strong in times of temptation, and his faithful servants always. The captain and officers are appointed by the church, and as a congregation we have the responsibility to support the whole company by our prayers, encouragement, and practical help. To indicate your acceptance of this commitment, I would ask the congregation to please stand for the prayer of dedication. Let us pray. Father, we want to give you thanks for the Girls' Brigade here in Brookside. We want to thank you for what this organization stands for. Father, we know there are many aspects to the life and the work of the GB. But we realize the most important thing is that it's an organization that seeks to help girls to seek after Jesus Christ, that they will know him as Savior, to serve Jesus Christ in all the days of their lives, and to follow him and to walk in his ways. And so, Father, for that purpose to be fulfilled, we pray that you be very close to Diane and to all the officers, sub-officers and associates who help in the Girls' Brigade. Keep them, Father, close to yourself. In their own spiritual walk, may they know the leading and the grace and the love of the Savior day by day. And Father, we just pray that indeed that week by week as the girls assemble, and particularly as your word is taught, that many of the girls would come to know and to love the Savior. Lord, do a mighty work of grace within their hearts. We thank you for the girls who have come to know and love Christ. We pray that you'd keep them strong, keep them close to Jesus, protect them from the evil one. And may they be a mighty witness to the girls that they meet in their schools. And Father, may both all the leaders and all the girls realize that, Father, for such a time as this they have come, that indeed that they would be faithful to you, O God, and faithful to your call. Father, we pray that you'd help us as a congregation. Father, help the members of Kirk Session. Help us to be supportive of the girls. And Father, we just pray that in everything we would see the organization grow in every way, for the glory and the honor of Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Can I say a word of thanks to all the officers and to all the leaders within the Girls Brigade for the great work that they do week after week. There's many, many hours involved in this work, and we do thank each one of them most sincerely. And thank you for sending your girls to the Girls Brigade. It's a great privilege and responsibility that you've given to us to care for your girls and to help to teach them above all the ways of the Lord. And we do encourage all Christians to be very prayerful for all the leaders and for all the girls in the Girls Brigade, so Christ would be glorified in all of their lives. The girls from the Company Saxon are going to come and lead us in praise as they sing together, "Wonderful, Merciful Savior." And if the boys could have the words up straight away so we know they're there, that would be helpful. Girls, thank you very much indeed. That's a tremendous piece. And I do hope that we all know this wonderful, merciful Savior. Jesus is far greater than we can ever imagine. And he's one who will never fail us when we turn to him in faith and repentance. Girls, thank you. And officers, thank you very much indeed. We're going to conclude our worship with our final praise, which will be on the screen. "All I Once Held Dear." And after we sing this praise, I ask you to remain standing as the colours will be returned. And then we have the benediction and the first verse of the National Anthem. Let us pray. Father, we do ask that indeed, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we all need to save us, that the love of God which sent Jesus to the cross, that the fellowship and converting power of the Holy Spirit would be real to all of us now, and then until that time when Jesus calls or comes, and then forevermore. Amen.